Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this November 1st, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk to our friends at the Southwood County YMCA. Looking forward to having them join us at 10:30. Right now, in studio, we have a bunch of contestants for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen Competition, along with current Miss Wisconsin Rapids, Cassidy Sayers. So I want to say hi to everybody, and I want to let you guys introduce yourselves. And then we'll get to some question and answer and stuff, okay? So we'll start, of course, with royalty here. We'll start with Cassidy. Go ahead, Cassidy, introduce yourself again to the audience.
Hello, I am Cassidy Sayers. I am Miss Wisconsin Rapids 2022.
Really good to see you, Cassidy.
It's good to be here again.
Thanks for being here. Also, we want to welcome Maya Hernandez in. Maya, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good to have you here. Thanks. Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, gosh, good. Okay, good. I got that one right, at least. I don't know if I'm going to get the others right. I'm joking. Ruby Marty is also with us. Ruby, thanks for being here.
Yep, nice to be here, too.
Appreciate the time. And also want to welcome in Ambrielle Mueller. Did I get it right, Ambrielle?
Yes, you did.
Okay. I should be honest. My youngest daughter's name is Bria. I should get that name. I should be able to get that. It's in the name. I should be able to get it. Thank you guys so much for being here. Appreciate the time. I want to get in to questioning and asking you guys why you wanted to do this and what you're looking forward to about the experience. If you don't mind, I'm going to start with Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Cassidy here. So Cassidy, we were talking a little bit in our kind of our pregame there and asking how we're, you know, you're asking me how I'm doing. I'm asking how you're doing. And you had something great that you said there. If you wouldn't mind repeating that for the audience.
We were talking about how I've just been feeling, you know, being a week out until I hand the crown down to someone who is just as deserving of this position. And I was telling him how at first I was super sad. Obviously, there was tears. I was writing my farewell. It was very difficult. But I woke up this morning and I kind of realized that this isn't the end for me. It's just the beginning. I do plan to continue competing within the organization so I can get back to Miss Wisconsin. And now I get to watch a girl experience, two girls actually experience what I did on stage a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that.
It's cool to hear that perspective has come to you. That's insightful, especially, you know, we don't always see it in people in the moment. You know, it's something that maybe years down the line it comes to you. It's so cool and insightful that you've already saw that. And very cool that you want to continue with pageantry, that you want to continue doing this.
Yes, it's been a very fun time, and I have learned so much from the organization, and I know I can continue to benefit from it.
Before we introduce everybody else and talk to everybody else, I would like to talk to you a little bit more about this, too, because this is interesting, and I know the audience is going to be, too, for the, especially those that haven't heard much about it. As Cassidy said, we're crowning two people this year. There is the Miss Wisconsin Rapids and then the added teen program to this, correct?
Yes, we have the teen now this year, which is a very exciting addition, something that I think they've kind of been playing with the idea of for a couple of years. And it's one of those filter organizations where having the teens or having the princesses, you know, through elementary school and now the teens through middle school, it'll bring in more misses in the future.
Very cool. So let's get into this real quick and then we'll talk to the candidates. When is the upcoming competition?
So it's going to be this Saturday, is this Saturday the 5th?
This Saturday. I didn't have to look at the calendar. I knew that.
On the 5th at 6 p.m. at the Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center.
Always a good time to see something at the PAC, and this is going to be a really good show there. Can listeners buy tickets?
You can. You're able to buy tickets online this year for the day of, for Saturday, when we will crown the two girls. If you want to attend Friday, those tickets are to be bought at the door.
Okay. Now, if people can't come Saturday, are any rehearsals open for the public or anything?
Yep. So Friday is going to be open to the public. We won't crown a girl, but it's just kind of an open dress rehearsal, so you guys can come and see what's going on, and you know, watch the competition before it actually happens.
I know a number of people who enjoy that. You know, especially those that can't make it for the actual show. They kind of are able to take in sort of a, still take in the show, even though nobody is crowned. You're still getting a little, really the pomp and circumstance and a lot of the fun that people enjoy about pageantry. It's a little similar in theater where we have a dress rehearsal night and we can bring in people. And it's not exactly the same as the show you're going to see the next day, but it's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's a smart idea. I like that. And people have enjoyed it for years. I've heard as much as I've heard about the pageant, I've heard about that and people enjoying that part of it. Are there any special raffles or events in this competition?
Yes. So we are doing a People's Choice Award this year. Mm. You can go online and you can vote for your favorite teen and favorite miss for the People's Choice Award. And we are also doing a raffle basket contest, but those tickets can only be bought the day of when you are there in the PAC. They cannot be done online this year.
Oh, good to know. Very good to know. So I have a couple of questions I'd love to pick your brain about, Cassidy, if you don't mind. We'll get to that as we wrap up.
Okay.
I want to introduce and talk to the ladies here and let them introduce themselves, but let them talk about what they're going to be doing here. First up, and I'll go down the line with each of these, I'll ask a question and you guys can take your time answering it. But I have to start off, Maya, what made you want to do this competition? What made you want to be a part of this pageant?
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I was a little princess, and from there, I worked my way up. I was Miss Cranberry Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think about it. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
But I was the Cranberry Blossom Princess, same with one of my other candidate who's sitting right next to me, mm-hmm. Ruby, and I don't know, I've always just been really interested.
Yeah. That's a great answer. How about you? For you, Ruby? What made you want to do this?
Well, like Maya had said, we have both been the Cranberry Blossom Princesses, and I also got to compete in the Little Girls Who Get to Dance on Stage right after the intermission, and it was a really fun experience, and this program has helped me build lots of new friendships and leadership skills.
Well said. And Ambriel, how about you?
So I've been interested in doing something like this since I was really young, and when my mom found this actually on Facebook, I thought it was a great opportunity, so I signed up, and I've definitely been having a whole lot of fun. The whole competition is incredible.
That's really good to hear. Very, very good to hear. Let's go ahead and talk about what the actual competition itself. Can you talk about your talent? What is it? How long have you done it? And what are some of the exciting things about it? And Maya, I'll start with you.
Okay, my talent, I'm doing a vocal piece called Proud Corazon by Anthony Gonzalez from the movie Coco.
Oh, that's why it's... Okay, yeah, I thought it sounded familiar. All right.
Yeah, but I've been singing like my whole life since I was a little girl, so it's nothing new to me, and I'm just really excited.
Very cool, very cool. And I'm not jealous at all that she can sing. I'm not jealous, I don't know. No, that is really cool. That's very nice. And it's a nice talent to be able... That's one of those ones that any bit of experience you can have doing it live only helps you harness it even more. So that's cool to hear. How about for you, Ruby?
So I am doing a hip-hop dance to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I have been in dance since I was 3 years old, but just last year I joined hip-hop because it was the required age you have to be, and I just fell in love immediately.
That is awesome, and not surprising to hear, Ruby. I have been dancing almost younger than you. Like you said, you have been too, and yep. I love dancing. And earliest dancing I did was called break dancing. Now, I'm old, you guys, so you probably have never even heard of that, maybe, but dancing's a lot of fun. And again, very similar to what I was saying with Maya, the more experience you get to do it live in front of people, the more you really not only get better at it, but you enjoy it more. Like it just really, the bigger the crowd, the more you kind of get from it.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool to hear. All right, and Ambriel, how about you? What is your talent?
So my talent is a monologue called The Sleepover, and I chose to do a monologue because I've been acting since I was 6 years old, and it just brings a whole lot of joy, and I thought that it would be the perfect thing, something a little bit different to do for a talent for the competition, and I'm really excited. It's a really funny piece, so I hope you guys like it.
I love singing, I love dancing, and I haven't seen a whole lot of pageantry before, but I know pretty much of what a lot of people do during them, and I think there's something beautiful about all of them. I am a Screen Actors Guild member. I am an actor. I have been acting since I was 7. Ambriel, you have made my day. Like, that is awesome that you're doing that. It's a great choice. I think that's a really good idea, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think that's something fun to do, maybe a little different, but also still really showing your collective amount of talents and skills.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very cool. I like that idea. That's a lot of fun. Really good stuff, you guys. That is great. So can you share what you've gained so far being involved with this experience? Maya, how about you? What are some of the things that you've already noticed in doing this that you've enjoyed?
I made a lot of new friendships, and I learned a lot about like taking on leadership roles and just being there and having fun.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. How about you, Ruby?
Well, I have also, like Maya said, have definitely learned a lot of new leadership skills, and it has also just been a really fun way to use my Sundays, because Sunday is just that kind of the day of the week where there's not a lot going on, so getting to hang out with a bunch of nice, friendly leaders, people with a lot of leadership skills has been a really fun time for me.
Yeah, you're so right about that, too. What a great way to spend a Sunday. Very, very well said, both of you. How about you, Ambria? How about you?
So I would have to say the competition. There's just so many great influences in the competition and people to look up to. So that's definitely something that I've benefited from. And also just being able to work on my talent and getting feedback on that and other areas of the competition. That's been great. And I've definitely built on a whole lot of new skills.
You're all great speakers. I'm very thankful that you're not old enough to take my job, because I think you guys are actually better speakers than I am already. So that's not good. That's not good for me. But I am very happy and excited for you guys and for our area and this competition and the people that are going to get to take it in and see it. Would you say that, because I noticed something with Cass here that right away, and I noticed this the last time I saw you. I think it was actually when I saw you at lunch by the river. When you first came in, you had confidence. You were able to like talk on the mic and everything, but you were a little more nervous, a little more hesitant. Then I saw you at lunch by the river, a little more out and open. You come in here like it's nothing. Like just walk right in. It just like you've been here a billion times already, which I want, and I'm glad you are, but it took time to build that. It took a little bit of you putting yourself out there, I imagine, in those things. So when it comes to that, is that something that you are already seeing in the contestants, Cassidy, a little bit more confidence built in them?
For sure. Since the beginning, for me, when I started speaking in front of people, answering the questions and, you know, learning how to do the evening gown walks, and I competed as a teen once, so I did the fitness wear, it was all like completely new, and I had no idea what I was doing. I could not answer a question on stage, and watching them, they came up there like the first day, and after one try, they were like good to go. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing. Like, the growth that we've seen the past 2 months has been crazy.
We know that not everybody's going to get a chance to wear that crown, but everybody can gain in confidence and just a belief in yourself, a self-worth kind of thing can be gained from every moment of this, every stage of this competition. The scholarship is fantastic. The crown is cool. But there's some guarantees that you can get out of this. And some of this stuff that we're talking about here, the confidence building, the getting experience talking in front of people, interview skills, all these things, no matter what you guys do in your life, they're going to add to it. They're going to you're going to benefit from this for it. And I don't think we can... I don't think we can ever build a kid's confidence up enough. Like, there's a big difference of ego and confidence, and I don't see ego. I see confidence being built in you guys, and that's deserved. You've earned that. You guys have put the time in to do this. There are adults that wouldn't even think about doing something you guys do. That says something. It doesn't mean it's a scary thing. It doesn't mean that it's something that should intimidate you or anything like that. It's okay if it does, but it doesn't mean that so much as it means that you guys have something in you that not everybody has. That's beautiful. That's a superpower right there. And you harness that and use it wherever you go in life. And it starts right in these moments right here in these things. That's really cool to see you guys. Thank you so much for being here. If you don't mind, I'm going to talk to Cassidy a little bit here, because I got a billion questions for her, and I can only ask like three or four. But I did want to know, I want to catch up. Cass, what have you gained from this experience, would you say?
So the biggest thing I've gained, and I was thinking about this a lot when I was writing my farewell, is my interview and speaking skills and the confidence to be here doing this. I remember my first time coming in here and doing this as a contestant when I was a senior in high school, and I was terrified. I was like sitting in my chair shaking. I was like, I don't know what to say. What do I say? But now I come in, and like you said, I just come in, I sit down, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've done it so many times, and I've experienced this before, but also I've grown and learned that confidence that, you know, it's okay to do this stuff, and there's nothing to be afraid of.
And, you know, even when you, I remember my first big play, sixth grade, and I've got a mustache I'm wearing on stage. And I walk out there, and in the rehearsals, it was perfectly fine. Of course, my first time on stage, I walk out there. The mustache didn't just fall off, you guys. It flew, like it did a loop-de-loo in front of my face, like it was taunting me or something, and hit the ground. And I hear the audience, oh, I didn't know what to do. And since I was a little kid, all I've ever wanted to do was act. And I'm seeing my whole career flash before my eyes, and it's sixth grade, and I don't know. So I go like this. And I put my finger over my nose, and I just completely did the scene like this and talking. And it was hilarious. People laughed their tails off at it. Things happen live in the moment, and it's all about how you handle them. And no matter what, you'll handle them great. Because whatever you do in that moment is what you're meant to do, is how you're supposed to handle it. And you can run through anything. Live things are not nearly as intimidating once you get into them and get doing them. And the more you experience, the more you get to do these things, the more you're going to feel more confident about it and carry that into your lives. It's a really cool thing to be able to gain at a young age right here. And is that something... Not to say that we haven't already touched on this, Cassidy, as far as confidence building and everything, but I wanted to touch on like the interview skills and some of those things that you've learned in the pageant process. Have those helped you in like, you know, job interviews and those things?
For sure, definitely. I've had a couple different jobs over the past couple of years, and I don't think I could have done any of those interviews without already having the knowledge of, you know, experiencing an interview. And yes, the interviews can be a little different. These interviews are more targeted towards the organization and, you know, current world events, your initiative, your talent, all the stuff you do within the organization. And an interview for a job is going to be about, you know, what you're going to do in that position for a job. So yes, they're different, but they still help you know how to answer those questions. It still gives you that experience of sitting down in front of someone and, you know, answering 100 questions in 30 seconds when you've never done that before.
Yeah. Cassidy, you competed in a handful of times before. You've touched on this. What was that journey like, and what would you say to someone thinking about competing?
I would have to say just go for it and keep going. That's the number one thing I did. I had those moments where I really thought about quitting. I was like, it's just not going to happen. Like, it's just not working out the way I want it to. But I had to keep reminding myself, and my family helped me with this as long as my friends, that, you know, it's not going to happen every time. And that's okay. You might not win one time, and you might win the next. You never know. So I just, going through it for the past couple of years, I just kept telling myself to keep competing and keep competing and keep trying. And you're going to learn and you're going to grow. And I did. My first year, I didn't place. My second year, I placed. The year after that, I was, I think it was second runner up. No, I was third runner up. And then the next year, I won the title. So it's just, it takes time to get there. And for some people, it happens right away. But some people, you know, you just have to keep competing. And I was one of those girls. So I understand that. And I have to say, keep going.
Cassidy, we'll ask each of you this question next, but I wanted to set it up with Cass here. What was your social impact initiative again?
My social impact initiative is a layered approach to skin cancer awareness. It's basically just me striving to spread awareness about skin cancer and how to protect your skin, since I was diagnosed myself in high school.
Do you feel you've been able to bring more awareness to that through the position?
Definitely. I was going through all like the statistics that I've kept track of, and over the past year, I have spoke to over 400 students, which has... Just seeing that number was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. And I actually had a nurse reach out to me while ago, and she said that she is beyond grateful for what I am doing, because they couldn't have asked for a better representative. And she works in an oncology unit, so she works with, you know, skin cancers and stuff like that. And she says telling me that she's so grateful, and even if I don't see it, there is definitely at least one person out there that I have saved teaching them about how to protect their skin.
Yeah, and I mean, even if it was just the one, it's worth it. But statistically, more than that, you've affected, certainly. Good on you for doing that, especially taking on something like that that isn't talked about all that often. And that's a big part of this, being able to do this for you guys, is certainly having these social impact initiatives. So I'd like to go down the line, find out what yours are. Maya, what is yours?
My initiative is Not a Victim, a Survivor, and I'm speaking out against sexual abuse.
Right on. Good on you. Good on you, Maya. That's great. Ruby, how about yourself?
I am doing Silence is Not Golden, Early Language Matters, and it's about promoting young kids, parents, to read and have early language with their children.
Hmm. Another good one. Very well done. And Brielle, how about you?
My initiative is Let's Love, Save the Animals. I'm promoting donating, adopting, fostering, or volunteering at the Southwood County Humane Society.
Very cool. All things, all important, all noteworthy, and very rewarding. And no matter what, I'm on the board of the Family Center, working with them as some of the best people I'll ever know or ever work with. And I've worked in many shelters before. And bringing any awareness to any of these things is so vital. So it's another part of this, being able to do this, is being able to not only campaign these items and these things and talk about them, but bringing more awareness to them. And you never know who you can impact. May seem kind of silly, you guys are very young, but there are people even younger than you looking up at you guys, and they're sponges, their brains, these things you touch on, any one of them, all of them vital, all of them important, and you never know what that's going to spark in a young person. This may have sparked something, somebody might have sparked this for you guys, and you can do that for another person. It's another part of this kind of beautiful tapestry this whole thing is. Let's break down, if you don't mind, the phases of the competition as we wrap up here. And if you don't mind, Cassidy, doing this with me.
Yeah.
So let's start with the teen competition, because that's a little new. The teen competition, that's there's a private interview, I see. And is there other things that are a part of this, too?
Yep. So it's basically the same as the Miss. It's just set up a little differently. Mm-hmm. So they have an interview, and I believe it's 8 minutes long. Is that how long your guys' interview mm-hmm. is? Yeah. So their interview is only 8 minutes long versus the Miss, which is a 10-minute interview. Mm. The teens also do fitness wear on stage, so they get to run out and do this cute little routine, and then they run off stage. It's adorable. I love it. It's like my favorite part. They also have an evening gown and onstage question in one. So they'll do their evening gown, and then they get to stay on stage and answer an onstage question, just like the misses do.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you did that perfectly, because you gave us both at the same time, comparing the two. That's nicely done. If you were a teen and you were able to participate in the teen one, is that something you would have done?
I actually did 1 year.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah.
I was able to experience the teen competition, and I wish I would have started earlier, because it is just such a fun experience. It's a lot of fun meeting all these new girls, and I did an open, so it was outside of Wisconsin Rapids at the time, but I met girls that I'd never known before, and now one of the girls I met is Miss Wisconsin, so it's pretty cool.
That is very cool, but it's been a really cool time hanging out with you guys. Thank you so much for being in today. Maybe the most important part of the interview now, anybody you want to say hi to, you want to say hi to mom and dad or anybody else out there, please feel free to. Mai, go right ahead.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. I'm on the radio.
Ruby, go ahead.
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. I hope you're having a great day.
And Brielle?
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Hi.
And a little different for Cassidy. Cassidy, I want you to say hi to your mom for me. I actually want you to say hi for me to your mom, because we miss her around here. So, say hi to the family for us and everything. And thank you so much for being with us, all of you guys. This was a lot of fun. Cassidy, enjoy the rest of this time here. You know, you deserve it. You've earned it. You've done a great, great job with that. And we look forward to seeing what you do going forward. Thanks a lot for the time. I do want to remind everybody you can find out more about this by going to the website misswisconsinrapids.org. It's all one word, misswisconsinrapids.org. And be listening this Friday. We'll have in more contestants. Looking forward to that. But thank all you guys. Good luck. Break a leg. Have fun. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you for being here, you guys. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.